Just looking at some of the latest health headlines here, there's some good news, maybe not so good news from the health world. Start with the good news. Illinois Department of Public Health says the number of COVID cases in the state continue to drop. 7-day positivity rate on all tests remains under 1%. How about that? Chicago's positivity rate, 0.8%. Then there's the other piece. I want to ask for Dr. Copen's help and get some perspective on this. There's the Delta variant. Now 64 cases recorded in Illinois. In the U.S., the Delta variant doubling every 2 weeks, now representing 10% of all cases. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, tell us how we should be reading all this. I guess it's troubling to see this taking over, not unexpected. You've talked about it before.
Hey, Anna, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all our listeners. Before we get depressed about Delta variant, are we going to be doing vax-a-million in Illinois?
The governor is unveiling all the details right now. There is a vaccination lottery that we've heard that it's $10 million in prizes and scholarships, weekly drawings. That's what we know. But I do think, Dr. Copen, and you've been good with this in the past, we need like a catchy name. You know, vax-a-million works, right? We need like, you know, something.
I think vax-a-millions is great, but it might be that Ohio already has the trademark on that.
Yeah,
we better check. We don't want them coming after us. But you know, so far, Anna, we've hit it right. Well, we had shot for a shot, right?
Uh-huh.
It was good. You know, it's
phase 4.5. So remember that when we came up with that?
Yep. No, we're doing good. So I'm glad that Illinois is going to be doing something. I know there's people who are going to say we shouldn't be spending money on this. People should know to do this on their own. The truth is we need incentives for the people who have not yet been vaccinated. And if this helps us get over 70% of our population vaccinated, that's only for the good. And if it costs us $10 million to do that, that's cheap. That's cheap. People need to be vaccinated. And this Delta variant is a good example why. I don't think there's any question that the Delta variant will quickly become the predominant type of COVID-19 virus that we have in the United States. This has already occurred in the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, which had really quashed the amount of new COVID infections, is seeing an uptick. Now, it's not terrible where it is right now, but there's a definite uptick. So much so that Prime Minister Johnson in Britain announced that they weren't going to fully open the country as expected. They're going to push that off for another 4 weeks, hoping to vaccinate more people because of this Delta variant. We don't want that to happen here. That would be bad. Thankfully, so many of our people are now vaccinated, particularly our adults, obviously, and that's a very good thing. But this virus is not going away. It's just not. And by no means do I see a crisis coming because of it, but I'm sure not looking forward to having to take care of people who get sick because they're not immunized. They come to our hospital with the Delta variant, very ill, and we're going to have to take care of them knowing that the whole thing was avoidable.
I mean, we say it all the time. The top incentive really is you don't die or you don't end up in the hospital or you are very, very unlikely for that to happen. Remind us of what kind of it looks like when you get vaccinated. You just don't see them in the hospital.
Correct. You know, we had just an amazing day here at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. For the first time since March of 2020, we do not have a single COVID patient, not one. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, March of 2020, it's now June, the middle of June of 2021. And for the first time in that time period, we don't have a single person in the hospital due to COVID. I mean, how wonderful is that? I mean, it's just that's a great day. I'm sure we'll be admitting more people. I mean, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. But it's just a great, great milestone, something to be really excited about. Now, having said that, if you're vaccinated, you probably won't get infected, even if you're exposed. And we're talking 90% that's true. And if you do get infected, and there will be that 5 to 10% of people who are vaccinated who will be infected, you will have a mild case. You might not even know you have it, and it might be like you've had a cold. That's pretty great. Because if you're not vaccinated and you get this thing, you could get very, very ill and wind up in the hospital. And that's what we don't want to happen.
Yeah. No, we don't. And that is something to celebrate, that you have no COVID patients there. I mean, by my gosh, wow. Wow, that is amazing, Dr. Copen. Dr. Copen, can I get you to weigh in on something that is trending online for several days now? Lots of people are weighing in, and you're the kind of person who has the perspective I think we would all benefit from hearing. You know, you saw Jon Stewart making news. He and Colbert were kind of with each other, you know, old friends from their lives together on, you know, in cable together. But they kind of got into it about the whole Wuhan lab leak thing. And Jon Stewart went off on something that just, I don't want to say went viral, but I'll say it went viral. And it's about the virus. And here's a little piece of it we want to play for you right here.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask those scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, if you look at the name, let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus.
It's the whole COVID origin debate, and people are finding different reasons to like it or hate it. But, I wonder, it has brought up sort of the origins yet again, and I wonder what it is we actually know and how important is it to know.
Yeah, a couple of things. Watching that video of Jon Stewart, one of the most entertaining parts of it, Anna, is watching Colbert's face.
Uh-huh, yeah. Because he's like, what?
He actually didn't know what to do.
He's like, what, do you have new information? It was very weird because they're usually on the same page on so many things. I don't know if he surprised him or it was scripted, but it certainly got people talking.
Yeah. And, if Jon Stewart says it, I know for lots of people it's got to be true, right? I mean, he was the authoritative voice of the news all those years he was on The Daily Show for so many people, particularly young people. Here's the deal. We don't know. But as you and I have spoken about before, it's a good thing that possibility that somehow the COVID-19 virus got out of that lab in Wuhan needs to be investigated. We need to know if that indeed is what happened, if that's where this came from. Because that's way different from saying that there was an animal source, that this somehow passed from an animal, be it a bat or that pangolin he talked about or, some other animal, and then passed over to human beings. It's a very, very different situation depending on how this happened. And if it did get out of that viral institute, we need to make sure something like that never happens again. There are viral institutes in a number of places around the world investigating in very sophisticated way viruses. And we don't want this ever to happen again. And if indeed, as I said, this happened this way, like Jon Stewart was talking about, and, we know there's lots of other people other than Jon Stewart who are thinking seriously that this is what happened. We need to know so we can see to it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Speaking of the origins, Dr. Copin, there's some evidence out now, too, that talks about how early this was actually present in the United States, far earlier than we had even thought. I know they're looking into that, too, because, you wonder how it got here and when it started, where it started and when it started, part of this investigation.
Yeah, so there's what the investigation is. There's been research done looking at banked serum. So there are serum banks. These are essentially samples of people's blood that's kept frozen in various laboratories around the country. So let's say we have a specimen of someone's blood from December of 2019, right? Now, we thought that we didn't see this disease until the early part of 2020. If they can find antibody to the COVID-19 virus in banked serum from 2019, that would mean that the virus was here at that point, in this case, December of 2019. So somehow the virus got here then. I don't find this surprising because we now know that there were people in China who had this virus that early, at least December of 2019. So viruses travel wherever people travel. So I don't think anybody should be surprised that there would be a few cases that make it around the world, including Illinois. And we know that five of these samples actually originated in Illinois. So, this is it's a very interesting finding. Hopefully it will help the epidemiologists who are studying the origin and the transmission of this virus to be able to do even more in-depth investigation, how this virus made its way around the world the way that it did. By learning that, it will help us to understand other viral illnesses and how to keep them under control to keep from having to endure another pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Important stuff. Hey, give a big thanks and a shout out to all the folks, the doctors, the healthcare workers, everybody at Northwestern Medicine there. I think it's got to feel so great for them and all they've been through and what they've seen to see that there are no COVID patients there today. And even though you say, yeah, we might have some others trickle in, but this is stuff to celebrate. So please thank them for everything they've done on behalf of us.
Yes. Thank you, Anna. And it's really our honor and privilege to do what we do, to take care of the community. And that's true for all of our colleagues in healthcare. Again, we're not totally done, but we definitely can see that we're making great progress with this pandemic, and everybody should just enjoy our summer, right?
Right.
Let's just get out and enjoy and have some fun.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Dr. Copin. Good talking with you. Enjoy the weekend, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. Jeffrey Copin there. He is Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.